A new Washington Post ABC News poll shows 60% of Americans believe Russia tried to influence last year's election, and 41% believe the Trump campaign intentionally aided those efforts. The poll also shows President Trump's approval rating has dropped to 36%. Dig deeper into those numbers, and you'll see America's partisan divide. To discuss that and more, NewsHour Weekend's Jeff Greenfield's here in the studio. Jeff, the conversations that have happened since we have had this revelation, Donald Trump Jr. exposing his own emails, saying, here's the meeting, et cetera, how does this play with Trump's base?
It's as if it didn't matter. And this is a constant. We've been talking about this almost, it feels like, almost on a weekly basis. In that poll, fewer than 1 in 10 Republicans think there was anything bothersome about the Russia-Trump family connections. And what that tells you is that they have accepted Trump's fundamental argument that if you see or read something about me negative about Russia, it's fake by definition. And I think what that means is as the press has moved further and further to say, you know, there's something here. What you see is some conservative columnists like Charles Krauthammer saying, yeah, this is serious. But they never were for Trump in the first place. Mm-hmm. If you look at Hannity, Fox and Friends and Breitbart and that poll number, what you see is among Trump's real supporters, they just aren't buying that anything happened here.
Can anything change that?
You know, in a normal world, in a normal political world, I'd be kind of confident saying, well, yeah, you know, if the Republicans in Congress begin to really get tough on Trump, say, what's going on here? We're really bothered by this. This was a hostile foreign power. What's going on? That would have an impact among the base. But one of the curious things we're seeing is that among Trump's supporters, they're not all that happy with the Republicans in Congress anyway. I mean, you've seen declining poll numbers about what Republicans think of the Republican congressional leadership. You've seen some really sharp attacks on the part of Breitbart and some of the radio personalities like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity saying, you know, you guys aren't fighting hard enough. You might be raising taxes on us. They're not blaming Trump. So if the Republicans begin to say in Congress, this Russia thing is bothering us, I'm not sure the Trump people are going to take that as an occasion to leave the reservation.
Well, let's talk a little bit about health care, which is in the news today. It looks like it's going to be postponed at least another week. If it doesn't come up for a vote, or if it comes up for a vote and doesn't pass, any consequence to the president?
For Trump? See previous answer.
Ibid.
In the non-Trump universe, if a president runs on a key promise, I'm going to repeal and replace this terrible and give you something green, and it fails, it would clobber. And that's what happened to Clinton when his health care plan failed. A year later, they lost the Congress, the Democrats. But once again, and this one I think is really something we've never seen before, because Donald Trump is not seen as a legislative master, not keen on the details. In fact, we've had Republicans in meetings with him kind of politely saying he doesn't really know much or care much what's in the bill. Mm-hmm. He has said, give me something and I'll sign it. So if it were to fail, Who do the Trump folks blame? The president, or do they blame the congressional leadership? That's where I think the fallout will happen.
All right, Jeff Greenfield, thanks so much.
Okay.